This episode of Legal Talk is brought to you by the law firms of Henkin & Mazel and Tarter, Krinsky & Drogen. It's one thing to serve on your co-op or condo board and guide your association, watch over its finances, make sure it's complying with everything required, but it's a whole different level of tsuris when dealing with problem residents. And if one of them is a hoarder, get ready for a long ride.
In terms of what you do, you know, there's many things to do. None of them are quick and easy.
That's Jeff Mazel, partner in the law firm of Henkin & Mazel, and he says the problem of hoarding, it's becoming much more common.
We have an elderly woman living alone in a co-op. She's a hoarder. She's been known as a hoarder for a while, but what's happening now is her sanitary condition on her person in her apartment is getting worse and worse. It's becoming a nuisance to the neighbors, and they're up in arms. The nearbys are up in arms and are demanding action from the board.
Hoarding is an illness. People who have this condition often don't see it as a problem, which makes treating it very challenging. And it's particularly challenging in apartment buildings, where hoarding quickly becomes a community concern. It can be unsanitary and a fire hazard. The question for all co-ops and condos is, what does a community do about one person's illness? And the answer? Well, it's in the hands of the board.
You let it go, which often is the case because nobody knows about it until it's already beyond the pale. It's tougher. The sooner the board acts, the better.
That's Stephen Traup, a partner at Tarter, Krinsky & Drogen.
We find that most people who are hoarders know they're hoarders, and they're sort of powerless to do anything about it. Universally, they deny access until they're forced somehow to provide access.
Access. That's the first step. But how do you get someone with this condition to open the door and let you in?
Most importantly, you contact family.
But, says Mazel, family may not step up to the plate to help. But the board still has to act. So he says what is typically done,
called Adult Protective Services.
He's talking about a New York City program that can arrange for services and support to remove risks. There's an office in each borough. They will come in, assess the situation, and oversee the cleanup.
Well, it's a mistake if you think it's going to happen very quickly.
Of course, speed is what the neighbors want. Adult Protective Services is not a prompt solution, but a board has to get the hoarder's attention. The co-op way to do that is to turn to the proprietary lease to threaten eviction. Condos don't have that option, so their path is a legal one, and that can take years and cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Our case from 4 years ago to date is in excess of $80,000.
And says Traup, the bill is one thing. The other is, who's going to pay the legal fees?
Finally, last December, the apartment got cleaned up, and we're satisfied with the condition of the apartment. Now we're fighting over attorney's fees, because after 4 years and 3 years in court, you can imagine that the attorney's fees did build up. So we now have a motion, a cross motion, pending in court over who's responsible for the co-op's attorney's fees.
A legal path will certainly get the hoarder's attention. But board directors, well, they're neighbors too, and some try a more gentle approach first.
I had one person. She was a hoarder, very nice lady, knew she was a hoarder. She worked on the apartment for like a year and had her son come in at certain points, had her ex-husband come in at certain points, and the apartment kept getting better. The board felt as long as she's trying and going in the right direction, we're not looking to punish anybody.
And says Mazel, this board doesn't want to be
the hoarding police.
Unfortunately, that's the position the board is often left to take. A hoarder can put the whole co-op condo community at risk, not to mention the unpleasantness of living next to someone with this disorder. A hoarder needs cleanup and counseling, and it falls to the board to start the ball rolling. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Ott, publisher and editor of Habitat Magazine.